share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's probably for the best that we're already indoors and wearing our masks whenever we leave. On top of the COVID-19 pandemic and the movement control order, it looks like the haze might also be back, but this is yet to be confirmed. Air Pollutant Index Malaysia APIMS recorded on their website that these four areas in Selangor recorded unhealthy readings today morning, the 2nd of March. The four areas include Johan Sesha, Klang -183, Klang 119, Banting 165, Petaling Jaya 141. As of now, other areas in Kuala Lumpur are still recording moderate air levels. However, the air is looking pretty bad, as seen from these pictures taken by our writer in Bangsar. Short-term exposure to these air particles may cause irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat. Due to the movement control order, we're already advised to stay indoors, but when you're indoors, it's also wise to start drinking more water, which may help symptoms such as a dry or itchy throat. You're also encouraged to minimize activities that can produce indoor air pollutants in enclosed spaces, which includes smoking. Another tip to reduce indoor exposure to the particles at home is by practicing wet cleaning methods like mopping or wiping that generally does not produce dust. Singapore has also been recording unhealthy air quality levels for the past few days, but they confirmed it was due to high levels of a pollutant known as ozone and not haze, reported the Straits Times. Well, looks like our chances to go outdoors are diminishing even more. How's the air quality in your areas? Let us know. Also read, recipe for disaster, annual haze could cause more problems as COVID-19 still looms. Source, Spare the Air Source, WOB Source, WOB. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.